The Lord's peace and power be with you, heart dwellers. Well, I received a correction tonight, and I was really happy that the Lord brought something to mind, and I want to share it with you. It has to do with reconciliation, and I could see that the Lord was wanting me to share it so that you would understand this dynamic. It's October the 21st, 2015. And tonight it became very obvious to me as I was waiting on a message from the Lord that I owed the owners of this house an apology for not asking permission for Ray to stay in the front house and for enclosing the porch. A deep contrition touched my heart as I thought about their shock and seeing what Ray did to that front room. Well, not just the front room, it was the kitchen and the middle room too. It just reeked. So I wrote a letter of apology and pledged our support to them. The front room where she stayed and every room she was in with her dogs has had the floors sanded, stained, and sealed, and the walls too are freshly painted, so there's not even a hint of that bad smell there anymore. So I asked their forgiveness, and we can only pray now that we've done what is necessary. But I had a great sense of relief after I wrote them a letter asking them to forgive me. So the Lord began the message, "Is there anything too difficult for God? I say there is not. Am I not the master of destinies and the shaper of hearts? Do I not know the ways of men's hearts and how to form them? My children, a man plans his ways." And immediately these scriptures were quickened to me. "Many plans are in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand." That's Proverbs 19. "And in their hearts humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." That's Proverbs 16. It's probably one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. He continued, "Even now I am working in their hearts, calming troubled waters, bringing peace and insight. Anger clouds thinking. An apology was in order. Now I can truly work my purposes in their lives. In order for justice to prevail, hearts must be clean before me. Make your peace with all men, my people. Always strive for honesty and integrity. Where you have failed, confess and ask forgiveness. Sometimes it takes only a word to calm troubled waters. Recognition and confession of sin clears the way for healing. Now I can move forward with my plans, and all will follow as I lead. My children, never underestimate the cleansing power of confession of wrongdoing on your part. Many grudges can or could have been completely avoided if fault and mistakes were clearly admitted. The tendency today is to cover up weakness and proceed as if nothing were wrong. That doesn't wash in the hearts of men. It leaves a sting and resentment. Bitterness sets in and life takes a turn for the worse. In my heart and mind, brotherly love, reconciliation are of the utmost importance. When people hold on to their pains, it twists their lives and sends them off in a wrong direction. Maybe 20 years down the road this is recognized, but by then it is too late. I am the God of the present moment and perfect plans. What I have stored up for each of you, you will not receive without your cooperation to have clean hearts and hands. Children, lay blame. Adults, take it. Look back on your lives. Have you left someone smoldering in resentment for your actions, which you have justified? If you look deeper, do you find any fault of your own? Has this been covered up, or are you in all humility confessing and asking for pardon. Pardon heals and restores equilibrium to all parties involved. Always, always be on the lookout for your brother's gain. Set yourself aside and seek the good of another. Will I not make it up to you? Yes, I tell you, when I see that you are living for the edification of others, even when it costs you. You open the windows of providence, and what I have stored up for you falls right into your lap. This is a secret that few come to realize. I am not in any way condoning giving to get. That is devoid of virtue. The principle may work for you, but the reward will only be on earth, not in heaven. However, when you sacrificially give with a good heart of brotherly love, then you will gain a reward, both on earth and in heaven. In this world where grasping and attaining are the order of the day, men overlook the lasting effects of virtue in their lives. When virtue is placed on mammon and worldly gain, all is swallowed up into reproach and nothingness at death. Nothing is taken forward into heaven but honest virtue, brotherly love and sacrifice for others. Yet, even then, you mustn't count on it. If this concept is foreign to you, ask me to instill it into your heart. Ask me to change your heart and make you my true disciple and ambassador of love. Action is lacking because love is lacking. This is why your time with me is more important than any other activity in your day. Live in the world, give the world primacy, and you will only bear worldly fruit. Live in the Spirit, give me the primacy, and you will not satisfy the lusts of the flesh, but bear holy fruit unto life eternal, not only for yourselves, but for those around you as well. This is the meaning of being a Christian. This is the meaning of being my presence in the world. This is not accomplished by the weak-willed and cowardly. There is a good reason why I have said the cowardly will not enter heaven. When they are pressed to make a decision, it will always be to their advantage and safety. It takes a brave soul to confess me, live by virtue, and do what is right. All of you who are faint of heart, come to me. I will make you strong, resolute, and committed to the right path, even when it costs you. It is my love in your heart that causes you to sacrifice for others, and my love will not be present unless you devote time to me and our relationship. So come to me. Do not be afraid to confess your weakness. Come, ask for strength. Have I not also promised you wisdom? I will give generously and without reproach. Come to me.